Jeja.
Savai Jeja.
Okay, let's try that again. Jeja. Savai Jeja. Awesome. Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host, Vidya, here with three cutie pies in the studio today. And we're going to have an absolutely fun hour of quizzing. But before we start, a few housekeeping issues. One, Facebook page. If you haven't liked our Facebook page already, please go and do so right now. That's the kind of impetus we need to keep the show going. So the page's name is Safari Quiz Show. Safari Quiz Show. And if you're a listener of the show, you absolutely must go online and like our Facebook page. Number two, we have an announcement to make about the Safari Kids Santa Clara branch. The Safari Kids Santa Clara branch. They are having an open house today and tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. for their after-school program. So if you're somewhere in the area, Santa Clara open house after-school program, it's something you're interested in. They have an open house today and tomorrow, and also on the 16th and 17th. It's for their after-school program. And if you register at the open house, you get $50 off. They also offer sibling discounts. Number three, we have a musical showcase that we're trying to promote. We're trying to encourage kids in the community who are musical to send us their performance pieces so that we can play them on the show. We've collected a few, but we're going to be starting playing them in September when school resumes and everybody's back to listening to the show on a regular basis. But if you have a child who plays a musical instrument, if you play a musical instrument and would like your performance to be featured on the show, or if you sing and you'd like your performance to be featured on the show, please do write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. We take a variety of formats. We take MP3, a YouTube link, a WAV file. So, and best of all, if you think that you don't have the capacity to record the show and would like your child to perform live on air, we would love to do that as well. So just get in touch with me at safariquizshow@gmail.com. Do mention in the subject line of the email that it's about the musical showcase and write to us. Once again, email is safariquizshow@gmail.com. We're also looking for more participants for the show. I know the kids who come to the show have a blast and they win great prizes. Our winners get a $30 gift card from Target. Our two runners-up get $15 each. So that's a lot of money. And I'm sure the kids would like to earn something to get back-to-school supplies or just fun stuff for their entertainment. So if your child is interested in participating on the show, please do write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com and mention their age and grade so that we make sure that they're grouped according to their ages so that it's a fair competition. Okay, so let's meet our contestants for today. Our first contestant is Ivani. Welcome to the show, Ivani. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I like to do Rainbow Loom and I have lots of collections of them, so...
Lots of collections of bracelets or looms?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Awesome.
Bracelets.
And how old are you?
I'm 8.
Ivani's 8 years old. And where do you study?
Forest Park.
Forest Park Elementary. All right. So are you going to go to third grade this year? Awesome. And what do you do? What else do you do besides the rainbow loom? Do you play a game or an instrument?
I used to play piano when I was about 7.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you stopped?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Our next contestant is Anika. Welcome to the show, Anika.
My name is Anika Kulkarni. I'm 8 years old. I go to Maryhill School and I'm about to go to third grade. I like to read and I do fencing.
You do fencing? Awesome. This is the first contestant we've had who does fencing. It's something I'm very interested in. Is it difficult? Yeah? What is the first thing you learn?
I learned the different types of swords.
So you learned the different types of swords? I know of one sword in fencing. It's called an épée, right?
There's foil, épée, and saber.
Foil, épée, and saber. And is one more comfortable than the other for you?
Well, foil is comfortable for me because I'm small. I'm kind of like the smallest in my class.
You're the smallest in your class. You have to speak right into the mic so our listeners can hear what interesting things you have to say about fencing. So are there girls in your class?
Only one girl.
Other than you or you're the only girl?
And there's only one more other than me.
And where is Maryhill School and where do you learn fencing?
I learned fencing in the fencing center in San Jose. And Maryhill School is in Milpitas.
Maryhill School is in Milpitas. Fencing Center in San Jose. Well, all those listening out there, if that's something you're interested in, I think it would be fascinating to learn fencing, isn't it? We have a number of schools around the Bay Area, so that would be a very, very unique thing for your child to learn. So this is so fascinating to see. Anika, maybe you can send, have you, if your parents ever record a video of you fencing, we'd love to put it up on our Facebook page. So please do ask your parents to send me a link, yeah?
Okay.
All right, wonderful. And our third contestant is a repeat contestant, right, Dia? You've been here before? Yeah?
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Hello, my name is Dia. I'm 8 years old. I study in Ardenwood Elementary School. I'm going to be going to third grade, and I like to play with my brother.
You like? And how old is he?
My brother is 2 years old.
Oh, he's still cute. He's still not getting into your stuff. No?
No.
Awesome. All right. What's your brother's name? Give him a big shout out on the radio.
Arav.
Arav. Go Arav. All right. Okay. So we have Ivani, Anika and Dia in the studio with us today. They've been practicing a little bit before the show started just to get a sense of the rules. But I'll mention it again. We have a buzzer in the studio. And everybody quickly presses the buzzer when they think they know the answer. But the buzzer tells us who pressed first and only that person answers. If you get the answer right when your buzzer lights up, then you get 10 points. But if you get it wrong, you get minus 5. If you don't know the question, you can say pass. But if you're the first person to answer the question, then you get minus 5. But everybody else can just say pass without losing any points. Got that?
What? I didn't understand when you said minus 5.
The minus 5 is for a wrong answer. Any wrong answers get minus 5. So, all right. So, shall we start our first category? We'll start with a little easy category. Yes, go ahead, Dia. What's your question?
So, if you don't have any points and you have and you answer the question wrong,
hold your IOU. So, I hold your minus 5 and next time you win points, I just take away the points.
Okay.
I know, I'm being so mean. All right, let's start with an easy category. Let's start with animals beginning with the letter H. All right, everybody hands on their buzzers. We'll do a quick buzzer test. Ivani, let me see if your buzzer's working. Yes, Anika and Dia. Yes, everybody's buzzers are working.
I always get the orange buzzer.
Because you came late today. All right, are you ready? First question.
Yeah.
Let's quickly finish Michael's phone conversation so that our kids don't get distracted.
What is fencing?
What is fencing?
What is fencing?
It's a sport.
Okay, it's a sport. Very interesting. Hard to describe. You fight with really pointy swords, like thin swords. And you wear a mask actually when you fence. It's very interesting. And you wear a white uniform with a mask. It's great. Go look it up. And maybe you'd be interested in joining too. Have you done, Michael, anything interesting from the caller? No. Okay. Here's our first category, animals beginning with H. Girls are all ready. First question. A mare is a female kind of this animal. A mare.
A mare?
M-A-R-E. Is a female what? The old gray mare, she ain't what she used to be. Ain't what she used to be. Ain't what she used to be. The old gray mare. It's a female, this kind of animal. Remember, it begins with an H. The animal begins with an H. And
is it a hare?
No, it's not. Oh, that sort of makes sense. A hare and a mare, right? GM, you owe me minus 5. And question passes to Anika. You have a choice to say pass if you don't know.
Pass.
What about you, Dia?
Pass.
A horse. A female horse is called a mare. Okay, number 2. It's a small prickly animal.
Hedgehog,
very good. Oh my goodness, we didn't take out our points. I knew we had forgotten something. Hold on a minute. Alright. 10 points to Dia. Very good. Ready for the next one? Small rodent that is often kept as a pet.
Hamster.
Very good. That's 10 points to Anika. All right. Next one. Small animal with long legs and ears that is related to the rabbit.
Hare.
This one is hare. Another 10 points to Anika. Question number 5. A bird of prey that belongs to the eagle family.
Hawk.
Hawk. Anika is on board. Did you study?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Question number six. It's all about how fast you buzz in. And remember, I didn't tell you this, but after you press the buzzer, you have 5 seconds to answer. So you don't have, you have a minute to think too. So if you want to buzz first and think later, you can do it. All right. Question number six. This one lives on a farm and lays eggs.
Hen.
Hen. Very good. You owe me 5 points. So I will give you 5. Here you go. Question number 7. This crustacean doesn't have a shell of its own.
Hermit crab.
Very good, Anika. 10 points. I was going to say, so it keeps borrowing other creatures' shells as it grows. Okay. Question number 8. A big animal that lives in water but is...
Hippopotamus.
Very good. 10 points. One thing stuck, warmed up, it was like tuck, 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 tuck. Okay. Question number 9. If you take all of something instead of sharing, you can be called this name.
Hog.
Hog. Very good. Okay, last question in this round. This colorful little bird has wings.
Hummingbird.
Hummingbird.
Wow.
You knew it?
Yeah.
Didn't buzz fast enough, Ivani? Yeah, okay, so that's the moral of this first round. Buzz fast. So, I'll just finish the question. This colorful little bird has wings, believe it or not, that can flap up to 200 times
a second.
Yeah, 200 times a second. A second is 1, 2. And in that space of time, they can flutter 200 times.
They actually can flutter forward, backward, sideways, and up and down.
Wow. Like, better than a helicopter, huh?
Yeah.
I don't even know if helicopters can go backwards. All right. So, we're done with questions for first round. Now, it's time for our listener question. 510-770-1550. So kids, don't answer this question. This is not for you here in the studio. It's for our kids listening at home. And we're still in the category animals beginning with H. Phone number again is 510-770-1550. And this one is a large bird that wades in water. A large bird that wades. Yes, everybody in the studio knows it. Let's see if our kids at home know it. Hi. Whoops. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Sabina, and the answer is a herring.
Can you spell that?
Like you know how they have like the red herring and a bird?
It sounds like a different animal, so that's why I want you to spell it.
H-E-A-R-I-N-G.
Okay, thank you, Sabina. Hi, you're on the air. Hello, I can hear somebody there.
There's a penguin.
Penguin, thank you. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is Karen.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Stuti, and the answer is Karen.
Thank you, Stuti. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Sinchana, and the answer is a heron.
Thank you, Sinchana. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Is it Swamiji on the show?
Wrong show. Hi, you're on the air.
My name is Shreya, and the answer is heron.
Thank you, Shreya. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Akansha, and I think the...
Go ahead.
I think the answer is heron.
Thank you, Akansha. And last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Stuti, and the answer is herring. And I was wondering, can my sister also answer?
What's your answer? I want you to spell it out for me. Because it sounded a little different.
Heron. H-E-R-O-N.
Istuti. Yes, your sister can also answer. What's her name?
Arna.
Can I hear her voice on the phone?
Okay.
Hello, my name is Arna, and the answer is Heron.
What's the answer, Anya?
Heron.
Thank you, Anya. So, Anya was the last caller on our first question. The from all the correct answers, the winner is going to be picked by Dia this time. But now it's time for us to take a break. When we come back, we'll see how many points each of the girls in the studio has, and also who is the winner of our first listener question. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host Vidya saying, Jieja. Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host Vidya here with Dia, Anika and Ivani. And we are doing a really fun episode for you today. And for the very first time, I think, we are going to do a math round now. So if you're listening at home and you want to play along, this is second grade and up math. So second graders and anybody who's second grade and up can definitely play. Some of you are so smart, even if you're in first grade, you can play, or kindergarten. So just get a paper and pencil, because you might need that to play along with our kids here in the studio. They also have papers and pens, and they think they can do it mentally. Maybe they can. So we're going to, but before we get started with our math round, we have to announce a few things. First of all, the first listener question was in the category animals that begin with H. The question was large bird that wades in water. The answer was heron, H-E-R-O-N. Some of you said herring, which was H-E-R-R-I-N-G, which is a kind of fish. So that was not the correct answer. But from everybody who said heron and not herring, Dia has picked the winner, and she's going to announce it now.
The winner of the first listener question is Akansha.
Akansha. All right, Akansha, please write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. I'd love it if you could just send us the email today itself, safariquizshow@gmail.com, so that Miss Anu can get you the prize soon. And let's see how the girls did in the studio. Ivani, how many points do you have?
Five.
Anika, how many points do you have?
50.
And Dia?
30.
So it's the first round. We have 20 more questions. So this is still very much anybody's game at this point. So we are on to our math round. You girls are ready?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Here's our first question in our math round. Kids at home, make sure you have your paper and pencil next to you. The first question is, finish this series, or what's the next number in this series? 2, 5, 8, 11. What's the next number?
14.
Very good. That was an easy thing to start off the round. 10 points to Anika. Did everybody else get it?
No.
No?
No, I did not understand the question.
Okay, so this. Let me give this question again, because we might have another one like this. So this question was, I'm not asking a question yet. This was still on first. We are still on our first question. We said finish this series. So you can write down the numbers, Ivani and Dia, so that you'll get a sense of it. The first number was 2. The second number was 5. The third number was 8. The fourth number was 11. And I wanted to know what the next number was.
+3.
Yes, the rule is +3. That's right. So Ivani, based on that, can you tell me what the answer was? 14, that's right. 14. Yes. So I just gave you numbers that increased in 3, and the next number was 14. All right. Everybody got that?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's the second question. It doesn't have one correct answer. It has multiple correct answers, so anybody can be right in this. Question number 2. Give me two numbers that add up to 17.
9 and 8
is good enough. 10 points. Here you go. So this is a round where, remember, you have to play a little strategy, because you do get 5 seconds after you've buzzed to answer the question. Alright. Again, a question which has multiple answers. Which American coins would you use to make 30 cents?
A dime.
Will work. Very good. 10 points. To Ivani. Okay, next question. The answers to the next 1, 2, 3 questions are going to be either half, quarter, one-third, two-thirds, or three-quarters.
Oh,
so you have to answer in half, quarter, one-third, two-thirds, or three-quarters. Okay? Here's question number 4. If a pizza was sliced into 12 pieces and I ate 3 pieces, how much of the pizza did I eat?
I didn't get this question.
Time's up. If a pizza was sliced into 12 pieces and I ate 3 pieces, how much of the pizza did I eat? Question passes to Anika.
Pass.
Okay. A quarter of the pizza. One-fourth. A quarter of the pizza. Wait, maybe I wasn't clear. Half
wait,
is...
You ate 3 pieces.
Uh-huh, out of 12.
Oh, okay, I forgot
about
the table.
12, yeah, so 12, 3 out of 12 is 1 out of 4, which is a quarter. A quarter is a 1/4, half is 1 by 2, 1/3 is 1 by 3, 2/3 is 2 by 3, and 3/4 is 3 by 4. All right, ready, next one?
Yes.
30 minutes is what part of an hour?
Half
an hour. Very good. 10 points to Anika. Okay. Here's a little tricky question, but we're still in the same category of answering in one of those with one of those words. If you have 30 minutes of homework and you did 10 minutes, how much do you have left?
20.
No, I wanted the answer in half, quarter, 1/3, 2/3, or 3/4. Remember? If you have 30 minutes of homework and you did 10 minutes, how much do you have left? Ivani's turn.
Pass.
You'll have two-thirds.
Two-thirds. Very good. Okay. We're done now with fractions. Moving on. Was that? No, no. We're moving on to question number 7.
Okay.
Another quick mental math question.
Okay.
What is 41 plus 37?
41 plus 37.
84.
No, that is not correct. Minus 5. Give me 5 of your points. Question passes to... No, you don't have to buzz. Oh. Question passes to Anika. She has 5 seconds.
37.
Yes.
She
may not be right, so...
78?
78 is
right. How did I do my math? Oh, 41.
Can you exchange 2 of the 5s for a 10?
Yeah, me too. Mm.
You have 2?
No, I'm asking for her.
Okay, all right. Here we go. Next question. 2 feet is equal to how many inches? 2 feet is equal to how many inches?
24.
24. It's all a question of who's getting it first. So there's a little speed thing. Alright, this one I definitely think you need your pens and pencils. In a basketball game, Team A got 7 plus 14 plus 6 points.
7 plus
Team B got 8 plus 15 plus 3 points. And Team C got 2 plus 12 plus 7 points.
What?
Could you repeat the question?
I'm going to repeat it. And my question is who won, okay? In a basketball team, Team A got 7 plus 14 plus 6 points. Team B got 8 plus 15 plus 3 points. Team C got 2 plus 12 plus 7 points. Who won? Making them work. You're welcome, parents. Seven plus 14 plus 6, 8 plus 15 plus 3, 2 plus 12 plus 7. Who won?
Team A.
That is correct. Anika again, quick on her math. All right, another one where you're going to need your papers.
Okay.
And it's the last question for the contestants here.
For the math? For the whole?
No, math.
Math.
Okay. We still have our opposites now. Question number 10. Michael finds a dollar under his pillow on Monday morning. I guess the tooth fairy was feeling generous. On Tuesday, he finds $2 and on Wednesday, he finds 4. So every day, he finds double the dollars of the previous day. So 1 on Monday, 2 on Tuesday, 4 on Wednesday, and so on. It goes on. On Friday morning, how many dollars does he have?
Huh? When did it start?
Okay.
Monday. So
16?
No, that is not correct because he got some money on Friday morning also, remember? Give me that. Yeah. Yeah. Michael finds a... So he has a dollar on Monday, $2 on Tuesday, $4 on Wednesday, and double that on Thursday, and double that on Friday. On Friday morning, what is the total number of dollars he has?
Oh, like all of them
together. All of them together. Yes, that's why I said total number of dollars. Yes, you need
all
to write
of them
down.
Together?
Yes, all of them together. Total. Okay. Total number of dollars.
Oh, now I know.
Now you know it, but you're out. So it's up to Ivani and Dia to calculate. And one of them is going to tell me.
31?
31 is right. Well, I'm going to give you 5 points because I did mention the question before. All right.
Can I exchange it for you?
Okay, so that was the end of our math round, which surprisingly the girls found a little challenging. So I think I need to do more of these in the future. So now this question is for our listeners, 510-770-1550, 510-770-1550. But hey girls, you can play along too. I mean, you can't answer the question, but you can find the answer for yourself, satisfaction, and then we'll see if you got it right once our listeners start answering. It's another Finish the Series, and here are the numbers for the series. 0, 1, 2, 3, 5, 8. 0, 1, 1, 2, 3, 5, 8. You have to give me the next number in the series. 510-770-1550. My goodness, we have so many numbers around. Hi, you're on the air. It's not going to be so easy. 0, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1,
1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1,
1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1,
1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1,
1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1,
1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1,
1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1,
1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1,
1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1,
1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1,
1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1,
1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1,
1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1,
1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1,
1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1,
1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1,
1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, it increases in the Fibonacci ratio. And you, if you look up Fibonacci in your on Google, on your computer, you'll find the Fibonacci occurs in many interesting ways in nature. So do look it up. It's called a Fibonacci series, Fibonacci series. From all the correct answers, Anika, who also got the answer right, by the way, in the studio, has picked the winner. And who is the winner, Anika?
The winner of the second listener question is Rupam.
Rupam, all right. Rupam, congratulations. Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. Don't forget to mention today's date, the question, answer, and your name and some information about yourself. Rupam, safariquizshow@gmail.com. Now let's see how many points. Ivani, let's not play with the mic because Michael will have a heart attack if you do that.
Okay.
So Ivani, how many points do you have?
20.
What about you, Anika?
95.
Anika is running away with the game today. Dia, how many points do you have?
30.
All right. So we have 10 more questions left. Let's see who's fast on the buzzer in this round. This one is opposites. Opposites. So this is really easy. So buzzer skill is going to be everything in this one. Ready? Question number one. Clean.
Dirty.
Right. Oh. 10 points to Ivani. Whoever buzzes first, I'm telling you, it's all about buzzer this time. Question number two. Expensive.
Cheap.
Very good. 10 points to Dia this time. Smooth.
Rough.
Very good. That was fast, Ivani. Question number four. Strong.
Weak.
Good job. She's running away with it now in this round. Wide.
Thin.
Yeah. No, that is not correct. Thin, you know what the opposite of thin is. It's thick. Question passes to Ivani. Wide.
Narrow.
That's right. 5 points. All right. Few.
Many.
Very good. Question number seven. Empty.
Full.
10 points to Ivani. Question number eight. Tight.
Loose.
Excellent. Question number nine. Ready? Dangerous.
Oh, God.
Think. You had 5 seconds. No? Minus five. Question passes to Ivani. Dangerous. This game is dangerous. This game is... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Yes, Anika.
Harmless?
No. Harmful? Harmless. Answer is safe.
Oh.
Safe. Yep. Last one. Everybody ready? Heavy.
Light.
Very good. 10 points. To Anika. All right. With that, we come to the end of the show. But we have first our listener question in the third round. 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. And your opposite is... Whoops. The word is combine. Combine.
Opposite of combine. Separate.
Who's on the line?
Trisha.
Thank you, Trisha. Yeah. All right. Trisha says separate. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Anisha, and the answer is separate.
Who's that? What's your name again? Ayushi.
Anisha.
Anusha. Okay, Anusha. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Roshni, and my answer is separate.
Thank you, Roshni. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Twinkle, and I think the answer is separate.
Twinkle, thank you, Twinkle. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Alicia, and the answer is separate.
Alicia, thank you, Alicia. Welcome to the show. Hi, you're
on
the air.
Hi, my name is Sheetal, and the answer is separate.
Sheetal?
So, Ishika.
Thank you, Ishika. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Stuti and the answer is separate.
Thank you, Stuti. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Sabina. The answer is separate.
Thank you, Sabina. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Sinchana and I think the answer is separate.
Thank you, Sinchana. And just one last caller for this question. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Sathvik and the answer is separate.
Thank you, Sathvik. Sathvik was our last caller for question number 3. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll see who won our show in the studio today and who was the winner of our last listener question. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show with your host Vidya, Jieja.
Sawal Kieja.
Jieja.
Sawal Kieja.
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host Vidya here with Ivani, Anika and Dia. And we have completed our show for today. I hope you had a lot of fun. I hope you had a lot of fun playing along at home. And let's see who the winner of our third listener question was. We were in the category opposites. My word was combined. The answer was separate. Yes, there were many other answers, but separate was definitely correct and acceptable. And from all the correct answers, it was Ivani's turn to pick the winner. Boof. Go ahead, Ivani. Who was the winner?
Istuti
was the winner of our third listener question. Congratulations. Write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. safariquizshow@gmail.com. Akansha, Rupam, Istuti, all three of you, if you're still listening to the show, please, please, please send us an email today itself so it makes Miss Anu's job much easier. Now it's time to see how many points the kids in the studio have today. Ivani had a massive round. In the third round, she did really well. And let's see how many points she has now.
I have 75.
75 points. That was a big, big improvement from the second round. What about you, Anika?
115.
And Dia?
30
points. But you know what? It happens because we're all trying to beat the buzzer. So it's anybody's game at this point. And everybody did very, very well. And our winner today is Anika. So let's give her a round of applause. Good job. Good job. And of course, prizes for everybody. So if you're thinking about participating on the show, please do write to us at safariquizshow@gmail.com. Or if you're just a musical talent and you want to share some of your musical performances with us, same email to send it to. We come to the end of the show for today. The show was produced by Anu and Michael, and the theme tune was composed by Naren Pradhan. This is your host, Vidya, saying Jieja.
Sabah!